from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, things are getting exponentially weirder.
Yes, they are.
Around here right now. Let me recap where we are at this time. We've gone in 4 weeks, okay, from Joe Biden is in tip-top shape, and anybody suggesting otherwise is guilty of cheap fake misinformation, right? I.e. conservatives.
Oh, yeah.
Tip-top shape. Quote, unquote, from who? CBS News. Okay, 4 weeks ago, tip-top shape. Anything else is misinformation, and Biden's campaign saying they would like to have it censored. Anybody seeing that Biden isn't in tip-top shape, right? Mm-hmm. And the Democrats all wailed on us, as did their lying, cheating media, and said we were lying. Okay, that's 4 weeks ago. To today, 4 weeks later, Biden is near death. What? Biden doesn't have much time left? CBS News just aired this. Listen.
Younger brothers, and here's what he told us. He said, I'm incredibly proud of my brother. Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left. He is a genuine hero. Country over self. It sounds corny in our cynical political environment, but he nor I are cynical. The goal remains the same: defeat Trump and continue the work that Joe has done. My hope is that our party rallies around this heroic act. We asked him whether he feels that his brother's overall health and vitality played a major role in this decision, and he says, in my humble opinion, absolutely. So a member of the president's family now confirming that the president's health was indeed a
we can enjoy whatever time we have left. Okay, Lee, Dana Perino and you are right. We need proof of life. We need a wellness check at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep.
Nobody's seen him. Okay, just to recap, this historic day, okay, it's the last 24 hours, roughly, is where we are, okay? Joe Biden suddenly resigns via X, Twitter, right? White House staff finds out 1 minute later, didn't know, they weren't told, so who did this?
Yeah.
Joe Biden resignation letter was not on official letterhead. Biden's signature is weird. It's just part of the reporting that's floating around out there. Okay, I'm sure a lot of this will be resolved. Don't get me wrong. I'm just laying out the weirdness the last 24 hours. Okay, I'm not saying anything. Yeah. Please don't take it wrong.
It is strange.
It's strange. Okay, Steve Ricchetti helped to write the letter. Jill Biden tweets a heart emoji response. White House wipes Biden's schedule. White House chief of staff calls the cabinet and manages communications. Frank Biden confirms health is a factor, and they want to enjoy whatever time Biden has left as a family. Joe Biden holds no live press conference.
Nope. No appearance at all. Not even audio.
Where is Joe?
Yeah.
Where is Joe? And what time he has left? What does that mean?
Yeah. Just
okay, so I'm just stacking the weirdness together. Yeah. I don't know what it means. I'm not going to say what it means.
And that was CBS News that did that.
When we don't know what it means, we just stack the facts, and you let your mind go where it goes, and we'll see where it ends up. I'm not saying anything. Please don't misunderstand. This is really weird. You resign on X. Nobody's seen you. Not on official letterhead, and now your family's acting like you have not long to live. Okay. Texter writes, USSR, dear leader has a cold.
You know, I said that earlier. That this all reminds me of the Soviet Union, where, you know, if the and you know, God forbid, I do not wish death, suffering, or disease on my worst enemy. Okay,
that, no, me either.
I don't. I'm not built that way. And if there is a, you know, something that needs to be cured or whatever, you know, I certainly hope that the president gets his, you know, the best possible care and makes it through it. But this does remind me, though, of the old Soviet Union, where, you know, suddenly someone doesn't appear, they've got a cold, and then a few days later, they found out that their body is on display in Red Square.
You know. And their pictures have been erased.
Right,
their
right.
face has been
yeah.
erased from pictures of the other dear leaders. Yeah. Now, I'm sure he'll be along by lunch. I'd just like to see proof of life, and I'd like to hear from his lips that he resigned. Here's why. Because this bizarre thing has been going on for a few days now, where Joe Biden has sent out his campaign folks and, you know, saying, I'm not resigning. I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
Why are you talking about that? And
right.
the Democrats are like, you know, we'll give you a few more days to think about it. Just to, you know, I know we know you're trying to make the decision. And Joe's been like, no, I made a decision. I'm not going anywhere. Now we don't hear from Joe. We just get a resignation on X.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's simply
it's a weird image, way to resign.
An image of what is yeah. appears to be a letter on X, not from the White House office. I mean, not the White House, you know, usual press corps or, I mean, a press secretary or even the White House website.
No.
Just X.
Just X. Look, I'm sure things are fine here, but it. I just want to know that Joe Biden, let me just bottom line, I want to know Joe Biden knows he resigned.
Yeah.
I want to know that
yeah,
for sure.
That's the question I had earlier this morning. Yeah. And also, and I've just got to say this. How can there be any more White House press briefings from the current administration?
Oh, because of the way they've lied
yeah.
to us?
I mean
just lied
and, you know,
about his health.
Corinne Jean-Pierre, I don't know how she can come out and do a press conference now. Because she has had to lie about the president's condition all during his entire tenure. I mean, this is demonstrable.
Yeah. And you know who else is lying? And this is shocking, and we can't lose sight of this because the timing of all this is they want to change the subject from the assassination attempt. For Mayorkas to lie, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, which is over Secret Service, and tell us, no, they never, the Trump campaign, Trump Secret Service team never requested more security. They never did. And now he's like, okay, yeah, they did. Sorry, I did lie about that. And now the head of the Secret Service, same thing, admitting, yeah, I kind of lied about that. Well, now we're finding out this morning they lied about increasing his security. They decreased it.
Cheadle and Mayorkas should both either have to resign today or be fired. Now, there is... This borders on, and I'll say this, this borders on an accusation of treason.
Yeah, it does. It does. And think about this. The president of the United States, former president of the United States of America, maybe next president of the United States of America, was almost murdered on live television. And nobody's been fired. Not a single person. They're acting like, ho-hum, yeah, just another day. Nothing to see here. Bullets whizzing by his head. That's all normal. And even Bill Maher this weekend saying to Pete Buttigieg, you know, why hasn't anybody been fired for this? This is not normal. And Maher, as we know, is a Democrat. And Pete Buttigieg doesn't even have a decent answer for it. I mean, this is the level of the bizarre that we're talking about today, that we're dealing
with. Should Joe Biden have fired the Secret Service head? I mean, I don't understand that. I'm not in on all the details of the Homeland Security side. I know there's a really serious after action report and process
and a report.
A whole lot of scrutiny going on there. I think, you know, everything that led up to that moment, that horrible moment, is under a microscope. And I believe that President Biden and the administration will do the right thing.
But you didn't need a microscope to see it.
Yeah, but you also...
I was on the roof.
Yeah.
Like not that far away with a rifle for a long time. I mean, I don't, I've seen people fired for less, and it just looks bad. It looks like, well, the other guy from the other party got shot. We'll look into it if we have time.
I think it's that when something of this gravity happens, you don't just dash off a decision. You do a comprehensive process to find every single.
Yeah, you do after you remove the person who allowed it to happen so it doesn't happen again. You don't act like it's no big deal.
And let me remind folks, not only was the president struck, but there is a man dead and two people hospitalized because of this shooting that the left wants to pretend was staged. You know, here's the thing. This comment by Joy Reid, if Alex Jones can be sued for claiming that Sandy Hook was a fake and a setup, Joy Reid ought to at least be suspended for implying that the Trump campaign staged an assassination attempt in which you have a dead American and two others injured in the hospital and were for quite some time in critical condition.
Yes, because that would mean, because the hook they got into Alex Jones was that would imply that the families of the Sandy Hook dead, the children, had lied to the,
right.
And they were severely like stalked and criticized,
by defending
supporters.
Alex Jones at all by
any
stretch of the
major. No, obviously not. But that's
right.
Joy Reid has done the same thing
right,
here,
exactly. That's
implied essentially the family of that firefighter's lying and holding a fake funeral
right.
for him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And if you stop for just a moment, and you listen to her cray cray and you think my 14-year-old nailed this weekend. What's the problem with this is right off the top. Listen to her cray cray over the weekend. This is MSNBC, the main talking head now at MSNBC. Now that Rachel Maddow is only working one day a week. Here we go. I'm going to play her cray because this is she needs help, Lee. I mean, I'm not saying that rhetorically. She's like, she needs help.
We still don't know for sure whether Donald Trump was hit by a bullet, whether he was hit by glass fragments, whether he was hit by shrapnel. We don't have those details. We actually have no details from his physician, even though this man is still a Secret Service protected presidential candidate. We knew almost nothing.
She goes on to say we need to see the medical reports, and she even insinuates that the Secret Service let him pose for that photo op because it would help him win.
We don't know why, for 9 full seconds, Donald Trump was allowed to stand back up during an active shooting. Nobody knew that there could have been 5 shooters, for all they knew. Yet they allowed him to stand up in the middle of that, you know, crisis and pose for a photo and fist pump the air so he could get the iconic photo. And then they allowed him to stand up again outside of the SUV instead of just shoving him into the SUV. That seems really unusual. What is the actual injury to Donald Trump's ear that's under that bandage?
Okay. My 14-year-old immediately hearing me cut this audio wanders in from the other room. He could figure this out, right? 34% of Democrats can't figure this out. They think that Trump faked the assassination, according to Gallup, right? Is she honestly suggesting, Lee, that Trump staged his assassination attempt with the Secret Service that the Biden administration is in charge of? That's what she's saying. I mean, you just think about it for a minute. Okay.
I don't think David Copperfield could have pulled this off.
No. So
I mean,
I'd love to have her on the show and do a follow-up. Is the dead firefighter a prop, Joy?
No.
Or did he allow himself to be fake but real killed and real buried? Could you tell us, we're the Secret Service in on it? When you say this stuff, Lee, this is the problem. You tear the country apart with these lies.
Yeah.
This is how they psychopathically manipulate their sheeple. And you know why they're doing this? Let me tell you why they're doing this. Do you see Amber Rose take that big red pill at the RNC convention?
Yeah.
They can't have their sheeple looking at the details too closely around this assassination attempt because they go right back. They implicate the Democrats and the White House and the deep state. They can't have those sheeple asking questions about what are obviously choreographed and engineered security problems.
Lapses.
Lapses is a good word. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. So they got to distract their sheeple with something else. Even though if their sheeple would think for just 5 seconds, they could see what she said on its face makes no sense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.